This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is Thursday, April 4th. Thanks for joining us. We are so happy to have you here. You early morning listeners, up early or staying up late, thank you for joining us. This half hour is just for you. I just spent the last 10 minutes outside trying to find my key card to get into the building. I couldn't find it anywhere. Went back in my car, digging through there. I wear it on this lanyard, and it fell off the lanyard. So I'm like, I've got my lanyard on. I go to scan it, and I'm like, wait, where's the card? So I just, it took me forever. And so I texted you guys. I'm like, can someone come get me? The second I sent the text, I start digging in my purse, and it had fallen off of my lanyard in my purse. So then I was able to get in.
And I told you next time, I'll hear it faster. Because I feel bad if someone's waiting out there. I don't want you waiting outside because we have a very active parking lot. We had someone, an intruder, try to break into our building a couple months ago. It was just like 3 weeks ago I pulled in, and there were two like just dudes out there on bicycles, which is very odd at 5 o'clock in the morning. So that's an active area back there. And so whether they're going to do something to you or not is not the question. It's just that you don't want to be out there this early in the morning.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I got to get in that building, whether I like it or not. And so, yeah, it was just like, it was just so annoying because I'm literally wearing the lanyard and there's no key card on it. I'm like, what the heck? When did that
step one, on? Yeah, going on with step two. I did the same thing with, it was like last week, same thing. Coming, just couldn't find it. Somewhere in my bag, I had to call Steph to let me in last week.
But did you end up finding it?
I did, yeah. I was just like, as soon as you get in, I'm like, oh, here it is, buried in my bag.
Exactly. Anyway, how you doing this morning?
Good. Question for you about your walks. You started walking every day during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Have you broken that streak?
Yes. On the walks, but I still get my exercise in.
Oh, your rings are still in?
So I still fill in my rings. I've been doing a lot of indoor stuff. Or if I'm like out somewhere, like I'll start doing exercises there. For instance, like sometimes when I'm at the TV station, I will turn on my exercise and I'll like go and I'll do like 50 squats just like in the dressing room
just
or
to
something.
Get them, yeah.
Yeah, just to get my numbers. Or all at home, I'm like, it's too cold to go outside, so I'll do like weight resistance with my hand weights in the garage, or I'll turn on a YouTube video of some sort of, you know, 15-minute quick workout or something. I still am filling my circles. But definitely the walk streak, we are hit or miss. We've actually, since it's getting nicer outside, we've been going more often. But, you know, when it's all rainy and stuff, that's the last thing you want to do.
That's not fun. Because I try to work out every day. And then with my workout, I do a run. But this started last Tuesday at night, like 8:30. I try to go like 9 o'clock at the latest. Just do a short little walk outside. It's maybe just over a half mile. It's up a hill and back down to our house. And I like it for Jax to get one more walk in and just walk off your dinner, too. But last night, Laura had a dinner, and I was just working late. And by the time she got home, it was 9:45, and I'm like, I'm going for my walk. And she's like, I'm going to bed. And so I walked last night at 9:45, and that was just way too late. Even though it was a short walk, I got home. I was warm. I was wide awake. I couldn't fall asleep last night till like 11:15. So yeah. I was just like lying there in bed. Like, why did I walk at 9:45? That was dumb.
It's not bad to let your body rest today, is what I've been told.
I know.
You know, you don't have to do it every day, but I really am adamant about filling the circle. So it doesn't have to be high intensity. If it's as long as I move, that's the way I take it. But whenever we have volleyball games, we have the late games, and the first one starts at 7:45, and then the second one starts at 8:30, and I get home late. I am like wired. I'm like wide awake, cannot fall asleep. It's exercising late. You would think it would just make you tired to fall asleep, but it does the exact opposite for me.
Lying in bed all hot and everything. And yeah, I started these walks last Tuesday. So it's been a week. It's been a streak. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I want to keep this streak going. But looking back last night, I should have just went to bed last night instead of walking at 9:45.
Today might be a little bit of a challenge there.
The wind and rain cave comes in this weekend. There you go. There's my excuse to go to bed early.
Yeah, and get some rest. Let your body rest. Recovery is just as important.
It certainly is.
So, well, we are happy that you guys are joining us. We have a lot going on this morning. So first of all, 7:30, 21 Pilots tickets. Your tickets are going to be happening at 7:30. Also, your tickets to see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx are doing an acoustic show. It should be really cool. That's happening at the Pearl inside the Palms. And we've got your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour with Heads Up. And next hour, Elle King, she's coming to the Westgate, and your tickets will be happening with Heads Up in the 6 o'clock hour. So don't go anywhere. Let's do this. Time for the pre-show. You pick 'em. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Giving You the Benefit by Pebbles? Giving you the benefit of the doubt. Giving you a minute to decide to rock it on up. Do you want to hear Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba? Or do you want to hear When It's Over by Sugar Ray? All the things that I used to say. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. Call us or text us. Our number is 702-364-9400. You can also reach out on social media, tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM, or vote on our Facebook page. We're going to count your votes right now, and we'll reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're gonna want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, is there an item that is so incredibly dated that you still use, and you just don't care? You still use it. Eminem, he still uses this, and I have not seen one of them in years. I didn't even know that you could still use these. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and When It's Over by Sugar Ray is the pre-show you pick 'em.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick 'em.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. It may be 2024, but it's okay if you still use ancient items. Let Eminem be an example for you. I don't know if you remember this. Back in 2022, there was this big announcement that the old BlackBerry phones wouldn't work anymore unless they use Android software. So the phone's pretty outdated as far as the tech world goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just recently, there was a photo posted by DJ Who Kid, and it's a picture of him with Eminem. And it shows the real Slim Shady. I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. Oh, you are the Slim Shadys, just using a BlackBerry still. in 2024. And the comments are hilarious because it's like, does using a BlackBerry keep you from aging or what, Slim? And then someone wrote, I just Googled to see if BlackBerry still exists. It says they were discontinued in 2018. Help your mans. Like, Eminem is still using a BlackBerry in 2024. Is there an item that you don't see much anymore, but you still use it? It's an outdated item, but it is still something that you are a fan of. 702-364-9400.
You know, in our house, our house was built in, I think, 2005, 2006, and we have this old school intercom system that was there when we moved in. And it's like the base, the central is down in the kitchen, and you have, this is the base command center, and you've got it. It's a radio, AM, FM radio. There's a CD player, this big white bulky thing up on the kitchen wall. And then in each single room of our house, there's a little speaker box with a volume and an intercom. So you can call upstairs to the primary bedroom. Hey, you know, dinner's ready. And they can call back down. You can call to any room in the house. The front door, you can talk to the front door. I don't use the intercom system, but every so often, if I'm cleaning the house, I'll turn the radio on, and it's playing in every single room. So it makes it, when you're cleaning the house, the stereo system throughout the entire house.
All over.
Everywhere.
It's like surround sound before surround sound, right?
I think like in 1990, this would have been huge. Like, whoa, a speaker system in your house? But right now in 2024, it's not. I don't think it's necessary.
Now, Steph, you have a BlackBerry theory on why Eminem is still using a BlackBerry in this day and age. What is it?
I think that Eminem is still using a BlackBerry because they use it to write music, because the BlackBerry keypad is like a full-on keypad. Drake used to do that. Like, Drake's producer OVO would make sure Drake has his BlackBerry ready. It doesn't even have to be usable. It just has to have a keypad.
As long as you can put something in it immediately.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly. Oh.
Well, I miss my BlackBerry. I had one, and that thing was the best. I still, though, have my iPod.
The
rectangular big one. I still have it. It's connected to a radio at the house. Don't use it, but I'm not the only one. Corey, you still use like an MP3 player or what?
Oh, yeah, I still use my Zune Microsoft MP3 player back in the day. And my kids laugh at me because I have Spotify on my phone, but I still love this thing.
There's just something about it. It's like, I carry my music on this item.
We were just talking about him, so here he is. It's Eminem on Mix 94.1. Two trailer park girls go around the outside.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2033.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 6 o'clock. It is Thursday, April 4th. Thank you guys so much for being here. Almost to the weekend. Super excited about that. What's going on?
I love hearing these stories. I got to share something with you. Why were you on TV? Reality show, news, commercial. Why were you on TV? 702-364-9400. My buddy Larry, Buffalo Larry, who comes on Friday mornings with Buffalo's Beef, he filmed two reality shows within the past 2 weeks. He is going to be on, he filmed it, he's going to be on an episode of Pawn Stars. He was trying to sell one of his classic guitars, and he went in, did the whole thing, was telling me about that. They brought in a guitar expert to look at his guitar.
I know a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he did that.
Let me call a friend. I know a guy.
Yeah. And this guy showed up and evaluated the guitar, and I can't give any spoilers of what happened, but him and Rick went back and forth. So that was the first thing. And then last Thursday, Queer Eye reached out to him in a salon and came in and filmed an episode. They're doing a makeover of some guy, and Queer Eye came in and took over the salon and shot an episode at Larry's shop last Thursday.
Wow, that's cool. Like, two shows in a couple of weeks. That's insane.
Yeah, Pawn Stars and Queer Eye. I'm like, dude, what's the third one? They come in threes. What's the third show you're going to be on? I thought that was kind of amazing.
I never did it, but I was asked to be on an episode of Bar Rescue.
With John Taffer?
Yeah.
Really?
They asked me to, like, if I would be willing to go incognito to a bar that they were going to be rescuing and just pretend to be a patron and then give my honest assessment of the service and stuff. And I've seen the show before. I was like, I don't know. My poker face is terrible. I'm not good at just acting normal. You can read how I'm feeling right away. And they're like, oh, come on. It'll be fun. And I ended up turning it down. But I could. could have been on an episode of Bar Rescue.
That's huge. Do you want to say what the bar, do you remember what the bar was?
I don't remember what the bar was. I'm sure it's in my email somewhere.
Or maybe they assigned it to you once you agreed to it or something. Yeah, because they sent you
No, they told me which bar it was. I can't remember what it was.
Because you would have went in there and just had some drinks with a friend or something.
Yeah,
and just
kinda, with Matt.
Yeah, take notes of what was happening.
Yeah, I guess they were totally revamping it and it was under new management or something like that. But I ended up turning it down. I look back and I kind of regret it. I was like, that would have been kind of cool. I never saw the episode, though, on them doing that bar, so I don't know who ended up going in there or what, but yeah, I almost was on an episode of Bar Rescue.
I think it would have been great on that show, just watching you critique everything, talking about the surface is really slow here. I know. The ice is melting easily.
I think I would have come across looking like the biggest jerk, though. That's why I was like, no way. So, yeah, and for me, that's the closest I've ever come to fame. Christy just texted us, said, about 10 years ago, I was asked to do quick makeup segments on The More Show on Fox 5. I did about 6 segments about makeup tips. It was so much fun. Yeah, that's like when you do things where you can show your trade or show what your craft is and stuff. I think that's so cool because you're like the star of it. You're not like a background player.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And you're showcasing your talents. Yeah. And that stuff is so helpful. People love seeing that stuff, getting the tips, makeup tips and everything. So I'll let you know when Larry's episode of Pawn Stars airs.
Yeah, for sure. You've never been on a reality show or anything?
No,
like that?
I have not.
I should have had you go with me to Bar Rescue.
Oh, and just been all like snotty.
Yeah.
Oh, you call this a margarita?
Use it to promote our show. Like, man, I wish I was at home listening to Mix 94.1, Las Vegas, KMXB, Odyssey.
The servers might be slow, but the music is fast on Mix 94.1. Hey, coming up here today, we have the finals of our Mix Madness. This is that bracket-style tournament we have been conducting to find the best song of all time. We've got our final four. And we'll find a winner. We'll crown a winner right around 7:15 this morning. And coming up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
What artist is rumored to be changing the name of their tour because of ticket sales? We have details coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, Jennifer Lopez is trending this morning. What's going on with the tour is what everyone is asking. So she is coming to town and hold on. We got to play some Jennifer Lopez. There's been kind of like a backlash against Jennifer Lopez. She had that This Is Me Now show that she came out with and people are like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. But
what was so bad? I didn't see it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No, I didn't watch it.
The backlash on this whole show stuff?
I haven't. I'm interested to know.
Okay, so everyone's like, she's so phony. She's so fake. There's this one scene where it's kind of cringy. She's sitting there. I didn't watch it. I've just seen the clips online where she's sitting there and her hair is all disheveled and she goes, man, this is like reminds me of the days where I was on the block and I was just a little girl with dreams of making a big one day. And everyone's like, oh, who says that to themselves? Like, I don't know if you can find that clip, Steph, of her and her big dreams from back when she was on the block. And then they did this, like, this was something totally separate. They did this little special with her. And you know with a guy who goes to your house and you give him a tour and he asks all these questions?
Oh, like, for was it Cosmopolitan?
Yeah,
Vogue shows up. It's 70 rapid-fire questions, yeah.
And so they're asking her, like, what was your go-to purchase at the bodega? And she's like, ham and cheese on a roll, orange drink, if you know, you know. Everyone's like, if you know about orange drink? Like, what? And a bag of chips. And people were like, whoa, ham and cheese on a roll, and if you know, you know, orange drink.
Well, I remember she got heat because she came out with her own alcohol line. And I forget, was it a margarita mix or something?
Lola V or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mixed drink.
I tried it before. It's actually really good. But her whole thing was she's always preached about being sober, not drinking. And then she comes out with this line of alcohol, and people are like, wait a second, you claim you're the sober one. Now you have this own line of alcohol. And then she came out and said after that, well, I do drink occasionally. I do have a sip. And when I do, it's this. It's like, ah. All right.
Well, anyway, I guess her tour is not selling as many tickets as they had hoped. The tour, which was launched in with her latest album, This Is Me Now, has previously canceled some of its dates. Now, reportedly, it's rebranding. This could potentially be in hopes of drawing a larger crowd. So the tour is now the This Is Me Live, the Greatest Hits Tour, instead of the This Is Me Now Tour. They're thinking if they say Greatest Hits, more people are going to come. They're not going to just assume it's part of the current album.
She's here, T-Mobile Arena.
Yes.
Too big of a venue for her, do you think? She should scale it back. And, oh, Jennifer Lopez has been rescheduled to Park MGM.
Well, there hasn't been any, like, official announcement on that. I don't know if that's too big. I don't know how ticket sales are going right now. There hasn't been any official comment on the tour name change yet. And the new name hasn't even fully been updated across all the venues and the ticket sites like Live Nation. But, yeah, she's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on July 20th. So it'll be interesting to see how the ticket sales are on that one.
I remember they used to do this at the Thomas and Mack prior to having so many venues here in Las Vegas. So you go back to the 90s, and I don't want to say the band, but this in the early to mid-90s, they were a massive band. And maybe the success died down a little bit by 99, 2000, but they were at the Thomas and Mack, and we went to interview this band, and I remember walking in, and the stage was set up at half court, and they had the black curtain set up, so they literally cut the venue in half. Like, ticket sales were not happening, so they cut the venue in half to fill the Thomas and Mack. They only used half the venue.
Who was it?
I don't want to say anything because I feel bad for the artist, but I'm going to put it up here.
This was back, you said, in the 90s?
Yeah. We went to interview them on site. It is, oh my God.
You're harboring a lot of guilt from over 20 years ago that you still want to protect them. That's admirable.
Thank you.
Oh, you can say that. Because, I mean, they were just starting out. I mean, well, maybe not.
No, it was Hootie and the Blowfish. And they, at that point in 99, 2000, I think their popularity was 95, 96,
okay,
97.
Okay.
And then they started to scale back. And when they came back, it was maybe 2000 at the Thomas and Mack. It was half the venue.
And now they're coming to town, and they're going to be at the Fountain Blue, and they're probably going to sell that place out.
People are geeking out, excited about the show. This is going to be a great concert.
Isn't that kind of crazy? We're getting some texts here on J-Lo and selling out T-Mobile and how that's gonna be a challenge, and they wouldn't be surprised if they have to move that one. We'll see. I've seen her in concert before. I saw her when she did that residency over at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It was good. It was fun. I enjoyed it. So if you know, you know.
There's tickets to go see El King in 3 minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right. Our contestant is Sue Ann. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! I am so ready.
Good, because we have your tickets to go see El King right now. Like, we just want to give these to you. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Riding Shotgun or Life of the Party?
Oh, Life of the Party.
Life of the Party. Perfect choice. World Party Day was yesterday. So these are all different reasons, different celebrations that you would throw a party for, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
Oh, you, Mercedes.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Sue Ann, you sound like you'd be the life of the party, so I have a feeling you're going to do well on this one. You got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct, you win, and you start now.
When you turn a year older, you celebrate your
birthday.
Yes.
Birthday.
When you celebrate the day that you got married, it's your what?
Anniversary.
Yes. When you celebrate the proposal, you're having this kind of party.
An engagement?
Yes. This is when you've worked so many years and you finally said, I'm done. This is what?
Oh, retirement.
Yes. This is a type of celebration where you stay at the other person's house.
Huh?
Like with your sleep. Yeah. What'd you say?
A sleepover?
Another word for sleepover.
Party.
Yes, yes, yes. This is when the bride goes out with her girlfriends before she gets married.
Bachelorette.
Yes, yes, yes. Sue Ann, you know your parties. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Sue Ann, you are all set. with tickets to go see Elle King at the Westgate Las Vegas. She'll be here in May, and you've got your tickets, and we've got your tickets to see Elle King tomorrow morning with that early edition of Heads Up. And then check this out. Next hour, 7:30, tickets for you to go see 21 Pilots when you conquer the Mercedes in the morning Mega Minute. It's Mix 94.1.
In the morning, always live on the Odyssey app. You guys, Steph is, I think you're going to have a panic attack. Just breathe. It's going to be okay. Steph is stressed out right now. I understand why, but sometimes things are beyond our control. Why are you bothered this morning?
Tomorrow, I am going to one of my really good friends' weddings, and it's going to rain. It's an outdoor wedding, and I am trying to help them and trying to calm them down because the rain, if you can tell, it's going to be in San Diego, and the hourly, you can kind of check to see like the percentage and at what time. It is smack dab in the middle of the rain, and they're trying to get like those clear umbrellas for the like the bridal party to make like the photos more better, and they're trying to get tent coverage, and I'm just like, hey, we're gonna have fun regardless, but me on the inside, I'm stressing out for them.
Oh, man. I mean, yes, and you want everything to go perfect, but no wedding ever goes perfect. No wedding ever goes perfect. There's always an issue. Every single person that has gotten married had an issue at their wedding. I would put money on it. My issue was as I was putting on my veil, I was wearing red lipstick, and I got red lipstick all over my veil.
See, Steph?
All over
okay,
my veil.
Yeah.
And guess what? We survived. It was fine. Nobody knew any better. I mean, granted, the rain raining out a wedding is definitely a bigger issue than...
But still, you had an issue.
It was an issue. Jennifer, she's on the phone. She said she had an issue. Jennifer, what was your issue?
So, yeah, at my first wedding, our officiant, I guess, kind of forgot to come to our wedding. So we're standing there. One of my guests, unbeknownst to us, ran up the street, found a JP at a little wedding chapel. This sweet guy ran back up the street. He had a wedding 15 minutes before us and 15 minutes after us. He jumped onto the altar, started saying the sweetest stuff about us, and then realized he didn't know who we were. So he stopped. He jumped off the altar, grabbed the marriage certificate, started all over again, used our names, sweetest little guy in the world, and we were married.
See, and it was perfect, right? Like, you wouldn't change that, would you? Because it gave you a great story.
Oh, my gosh. It was meant to be. Like, even though all this was conspiring against us, this happened in perfect time, and we ended up being married for 25 years. So
See, Steph, if it rains, you guys are all going to have, like, the best story to talk about. Like, we were dancing in the rain, and it was so beautiful.
And then I slipped, and I fell, and then I broke my knee, but it was still an amazing wedding.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There's been so much talk lately about Powerball and Mega Millions and jackpots and this and that. Well, last night's Powerball jackpot did not hit, and so it just keeps growing. No grand prize winner in last night's big drawing, so that pushes the jackpot up to an estimated $1.23 billion ahead of the next drawing, which is on Saturday. So broken down, that's around $595 million if you go with a cash option, which you should go for. Why does anyone go for the annuity on that one?
So paying out per year?
That's just, isn't that such a big risk you're taking? You're saying, okay, I'm going to be alive for the next 30 or however many years it takes to pay it out. I'm like, give it all to me now.
Well, let's say it pays out $20 million a year for the next 30 years. I don't know what it is. I'm just ballparking this thing. So that you know you're guaranteed $20 million. So let's say year one, you get wild, Mercedes. You buy a ranch. You do this, charity, everything. At the end of the year, like, oh my gosh, I just spent all my money. There's another $20 million. And then you have that constant steady flow of income. You can live comfortably off of $20 million coming your way a year for the next 30 years. I think I would go for the annual payout or the yearly payout.
Wow, that's brave. I think just with like taxes alone, you just pay the taxes one time on that.
And then be done with it.
Yeah, because so they're saying if you went with the annuity, it would be 30 years, 30 average annual payments of $41 million each. take away your federal tax, which you'd be in a higher tax bracket. So we're talking 24% of the federal tax, and then there's going to be additional federal taxes due. So you're going to pay about $25 million a year in taxes on that $41 million.
So I'm still walking away with, what, $18 million, roughly? I live a very happy life right now. Yes, I want so much more in my life, but I think I'd be able to survive off of that for the next 30 years. I think I'd be fine.
No doubt you would be able to survive. I'm just saying, like, financially, is it the best decision? And you're assuming you're going to live for 30 more years. You never know. Tomorrow you could get hit by a bus, and then I don't think your family gets that money. It's gone.
Oh, that's something that, yeah, there's things I want to look into.
You want to set your family up for success.
Is that how it works? If you, once you die, it stops. No one, you can't will it to anybody, or doesn't go to your wife or anything.
I think that it's that's it. That you want it, and if you're gone, then boom, it's gone.
I think two people were worried about investing and everything. I'd be fine just parking that $15 million in a bank for the next 30 years every single year.
Oh, my gosh. It's such a waste of money that
it's
you could be
earning. $15 million. I can live comfortably off of it.
I know, but think of
it.
You could literally just live off the interest if you got like a Roth IRA or something like that. You could...
Okay. I still consider that kind of the... I'm not going to go start playing the stock market or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't have... But I would actually take a portion of that and tell my financial advisor, have fun with it. See what you can do with it. I would.
Have some fun?
Yeah. Go have some fun. Tell me what you got.
Would your... My only fear would be, well, yeah, I want to find out if I died, who would get it? But also, just for some reason, what if the whole lottery system collapses in 10 years or something? Like, you know what? We're done. You're not going to get paid the rest of your money. Like, wait a second. I'm due that money.
I think they're obligated. Like, that's something that you're pretty safe on. But hey, who knows? I don't think the lottery system's going to collapse, though. It seems to be doing quite well.
Seriously. My gosh, what a jackpot.
I know. So from the Bahamas to Coachella, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they're going to hightail it to the desert for upcoming Coachella weekend. That's what reports are saying.
No kidding.
Yeah. So they say that they're planning to watch some of her friends. Lana Del Rey is performing. Jack Antonoff's band Bleachers is performing. So the two of them are going to go there and support. So, you know, a lot of people are going to be on Taylor and Travis watch for that one.
I heard Coachella ticket sales were on the lower end. I think now the fact that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will be there just as fans in attendance. I think some Taylor Swift fans will buy tickets now just for the chance of seeing them.
Well, not just that, but then the way my brain works is like, okay, Taylor and Lana have that song together, Snow on the Beach. Why not jump on stage and sing that with her as a huge... I mean, do you know like how massive that would be if she jumped on stage?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That would be insanity. So, I don't know. That would be cool. And then maybe Travis could jump up on stage and sing... What did he sing at the Super Bowl?
Oh, Friends in Low Places, right?
Was it Friends in Low Places?
Was it Friends in Low Places?
I thought it was something else.
Sweet Caroline?
Oh, I can't remember. Who knows what Travis... Steph, do you remember what Travis Kelce sang at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it was...
You got a fight!
Oh, yeah.
With the Bleachers. I don't know.
That'd be a nice combo.
Yeah. We'll see. Oh, man. Speaking of sports.
It's so interesting. This is has taken over the entire month of March. But coming up here next, we have the finals. We have our final four of the Mixed Madness. We have the finals of our music bracket challenge coming up here.
Yes. What is the best song of all the songs? We are going to need your help because you're going to determine it. We're going to do a 10 calls, says it all situation here. So the bracket winner, it could be busted. Who knows what's going to happen? It's all up to you. And that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. It is time for Mix Madness. This is where we wrap it up. We will be crowning a champion this morning, but we need your help, and we need it right now because it's going to be 10 calls says it all for the voting today. We're not voting. It's all up to you. So 702-364-9400, 10 calls says it all for our matchups this morning.
And what a bracket we've had. Multiple brackets. We had four different brackets. And right now here in the finals on the West Coast bracket, we have the winner of March Plaidness. Now, March Plaidness, you think of plaid fashion, you think 90s. So March Plaidness was all songs from the 1990s. And the winner of that bracket was this song right here from Whitney Houston.
Get me every single time.
So great.
It's funny because I'm already like spacing who's going up against who. So this is like hearing it for the first time for me. So I pity the fool who has to go up against Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston is going up against the winner of March Tadness. Now, these were artists that have a that had a tad bit of success with their one hit song. It was pretty much a battle of one hit wonders. And the winner of March Tadness was Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Baby got ballet.
Oh! I mean, when you think of the 90s, you think of Baby Got Ballet. All these years later, it's still quoted. Oh, so this is our first matchup of Mix Madness here.
Yes, Whitney Houston. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
All right, Whitney and Sir Mix-a-Lot. 10 calls says it all at 702-364-9400. I'll be tracking the votes. Are we ready for this?
I'm kind of nervous. This is intense because these are all really good songs here.
And if you call and it's busy, we only have 8 lines, so keep calling. So because you're gonna have to wait till some of them go away. But let's start with Jennifer. Jennifer, 10 calls says it all. You got Whitney versus Sir Mix-a-Lot. Where's your vote go?
Come on, the best Dolly Parton cover ever. It's Whitney.
All right, Whitney, one for Whitney. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's go to Abby. 10 calls says it all. Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
You got to go with Whitney.
All right. Thank you, Abby. We appreciate it. Let's go to JJ. 10 calls says it all. Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Whitney Houston.
Oh, I feel like you guys are so like authoritative in your vote. I have a feeling I know where this is going to go. But let's keep going because 10 calls does say it all. Cassandra, good morning. Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
I'm going to go with Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Woo! Baby got back. Make it a run.
Switch it up a little
bit.
I like it, Cassandra. Thank you so much. Let's go to Cameron. Cameron, 10 calls says it all. Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh my gosh, the tide is turning. What is happening?
We got a run
this
going here, Mercedes.
This is so exciting. This is why I love 10 Calls Says It All. Let's go to Ashley. Ashley, 10 Calls Says It All. Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Whoa!
Wait, okay. Is it tied right now at 3-3?
It's tied 3-3. This is crazy. Ashley, thank you so much for your vote. Are you ready for this?
I was not. I thought Whitney was going to run away with this thing.
I really did too. Jan, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? 10 calls says it all. Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Baby got back, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you, Dan. We've got 7 votes in. 4 for Sir Mix-a-Lot, 3 for Whitney. We're going to run through these last 3. All right. Aisley, Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, thank you for that. Let's go to Annette. Whitney, or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Miss Whitney.
Oh, gosh. Oh, come on.
It is currently 5-4 for Sir Mix-a-Lot. Stephanie, you're going to either declare the winner or you are going to cause a tie where we will have to go to 11 calls, says it all. Stephanie, do you go Whitney or Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Whitney.
Whoa!
Oh, we're going to overtime!
Oh, my gosh!
Come on!
And that means it all falls on caller 11, and that's Shelly. Welcome, Shelly. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are so good. The pressure is on you. You're calling this bracket. It's all up to you. Do you go with, let's play it one more time so we know where we're going, Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
No!
Or do you go with Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot? Who wins this bracket?
I've gone back and forth thinking which one I like, but I've got to go with Whitney.
Oh! Whitney squeaks it out! All right, Shelly, thank you! Whitney is moving on to the championship route. Oh my goodness. I can't breathe right now.
That was so intense.
That was so intense. We still have another bracket to go.
We do. One more bracket to go. Oh. And we'll do that right after Avril Lavigne. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
3, 2, 1. Back to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
And we have made it to the finals of Mixed Madness, and that last go-around was intense.
We're about to crown a winner here, but first, we need to get the other side of the bracket. Last round, yeah, it went into overtime with Whitney Houston beating out Sir Mix-a-Lot by one vote, and now we head to the west side.
So here, the matchup is the winner of March Madness, which pretty much was songs from the 21st century. And the winner of March Madness was Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar High. Watermelon Sugar High.
Okay. Watermelon, I remember I was kind of surprised that one won. As much as I liked the song, I was like, oh, wow, look at that. Good for you, Harry. You got the win on that one.
People were fired up that Beyonce didn't win that thing and make it to the finals.
Right.
So Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar is going up against the winner of March Gradness. This is a song by an artist or a band that graduated from college. And it was Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen that won that one.
Okay. So, just like the previous round, it is now 10 calls says it all. It is all up to you at 702-364-9400. The 10 of you will determine who moves on to face Whitney Houston in the championship. Our junior listener, Jacoby, is vote number one. Jacoby, who do you vote for, Harry Styles or Queen?
Queen!
Oh, with an authority. I love it, Jacoby. Thank you so much. Cameron, you are on. Who do you vote for Mixed Madness here? Harry Styles or Queen?
Queen.
Queen? Is that a queen?
Did I hear
you?
That's a queen. Yeah,
thank
queen.
You, Cameron. Let's go to Ashley. 10 calls says it all, Ashley. Harry Styles or Queen?
Queen.
Okay. I want to say I think I know where this is going, but I said that last time and look what happened. Thank you for your vote. Bob, 10 calls says it all. Harry Styles or Queen?
Harry Styles.
Ooh,
oh, gosh.
All right. We move on and Harry gets a vote. Thank you so much. John, good morning. 10 calls says it all. Harry Styles or Queen?
Queen.
All right. It is currently 4-1. We're halfway through the votes. L, Harry Styles or Queen?
Queen for sure.
All right. It looks like Queen is going to take this one, but let's just finish this out with our 10 calls. Gavin, Harry Styles or Queen?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go again.
Wait, I guess I spoke too soon. It is still possible that Harry Styles wins if the next three votes.
Yeah, give a tie.
Let's go with Eli, Harry Styles or Queen?
Harry Styles.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Gosh.
Okay. All
so
right.
So it's 5-3 right now.
Yes, it is. Let's go to Derek. Derek, Harry Styles or Queen?
Let's go Harry Styles.
Oh, Derek. My gosh. You guys are kidding me. You're so funny.
It's
I love you guys.
It's 5-4 right now.
I love you guys so much because you always keep me on my toes. Thank you for that, Derek. Let's go to Beth. Beth, this is the moment of truth. Either your vote for Harry Styles causes a tie and we go to overtime, or your vote for Queen makes them the winner. Who do you vote for?
I have to go with Queen.
Queen moves on! Thank you, Beth! And you know what that means? We've got two powerhouses in the championship. Whitney Houston versus Queen to win Nick's Madness. And here's what we're going to do. It's time to call us and it's time to text us. 702-364-9400. What we're going to do is count your votes. This may take a minute.
Well, here's the thing. We're going into the little boo thing, which is a minute 53 long.
I don't know if that's going to be long enough.
Do we do Nickelback, which is 329, a little bit longer?
Let's do that.
Do Nickelback. Okay, a little bit longer. More time to vote. Linkin Park. More time to vote.
Okay, so after Linkin Park, the winner will be announced just by playing the song. Who's it going to be? Get your votes in right now. 702-364-9400. There is your winner of Mix Madness, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. It's Mix 94.1. Did you guys see that coming? To me, that was kind of like, it should have been obvious, but I didn't know if it would be able to pull it off. And there it is, your winner.
It was so intense. I thought Whitney was running away with it. And then Sir Mix-a-Lot made a push. Bohemian Rhapsody was running away with it. Then Harry Styles made the push. And it came down to it. That was a lot of fun. That's a great song.
The votes were insane. I was having such a hard time keeping up with it. It was just back and forth. So much feedback. And yes, someone just said, thank you for playing the entire song. Hey, you got it. All 5 minutes and 48 seconds of it on Mix 94.1. Thank you, guys. There is your winner for Mixed Madness. That's fun. We'll do it again next year.
Absolutely. We go from Mixed Madness to the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
Your chance, or your tickets right now to win, to go see 21 Pilots. Clancy World Tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena. You're going August 31st. Caller 20 gets to play Heads Up, or not Heads Up, the Mega Minute. And if you conquer the Mega Minute, you are going to the show. What does it entail? 60 seconds, 10 questions. Answer them all correctly in that time, and you're going to the show. Caller 20 gets to try the Mega Minute at 702-364-9400.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Katie, good morning. You ready to try the Mega Minute?
Oh, we are so ready. I've got my kids here. We're waiting outside of school. We're ready to beat them.
Oh, you got this. I love that there's a bunch of you there. Just scream out the answers. If you don't know, have one of your kids scream out the answers. We'll be listening. It's 10 questions. You got this. When you win, you're going to see 21 Pilots, okay? Are you ready?
Amazing. We're super stoked and ready to go.
All right, Katie, 60 seconds on the clock to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What country is the Leaning Tower of Pisa in?
Rome.
What country?
Pass.
What is the tallest land animal?
Giraffe.
Yes. What food do bees make?
Honey.
Yes. If your birthday is today, what zodiac sign would you be?
Pass.
The Swoosh logo is associated with what athleisure and shoe brand?
Nike.
The song You've Got a Friend in Me is from what Disney movie?
Toy Story.
Yes. What is the only country in the world that is also a continent?
Australia.
Yes. What is the primary flavor of Malibu rum?
Pineapple?
No. What popular 70s band is known for their hits Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia?
Queen?
No. What movie series is known for their quote, "May the Force be with you"?
Star Wars.
Yes. Oh, we made made it through all 10, but we had to skip a few. Oh. I'm so bummed.
No,
oh, so close, Katie. Hang on the line. I'm so sorry you didn't get it. The country that the Leaning Tower of Pisa is in is Italy. If your birthday's today, the zodiac sign you are is an Aries. What is the primary flavor of Malibu rum? That would be coconut. And the 70s band known for their hits Dancing Queen and Mamma Mia? That is ABBA. Oh, I'm so sorry. Another victim of the Mega Minute.
It's a savage.
It's been brutal
lately. It really has.
Oh, I'm so sad.
So that means caller 20 right now. We have your tickets to go see 21 Pilots, 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
These beautiful things that I've got.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some really good news this morning. The Las Vegas Metro K-9 officer, Enzo, he's headed home.
Yes,
after
I saw that.
After a stabbing last week on Wednesday, Metro announced the good news. They posted a picture, or actually it was a video of Enzo with his handler, and they thanked the public for just all the outpouring of support that followed the incident. He's almost 3 years old, a Belgian Malinois, and is expected to remain off the job as he recovers. And if you didn't see the story, Enzo was seriously injured when officers responded to a barricade near the downtown area. It happened on Las Vegas Boulevard near Charleston. He was assisting officers as they talked down a suspect in the area when he was stabbed multiple times. He was airlifted to a local animal hospital. He went into surgery. He was in ICU and he's doing well, headed home. So that's some really good news.
That is great news. What an unbelievable dog. All those dogs in the canine unit. We've had some of them here in the studio before, and just the way they are trained, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
so good.
I'm so happy to see that. Also this morning, if you have global entry for travel, be prepared for an increase in the cost of it. The federal government, they're increasing the application fees for the program for the first time in over 15 years. And those new rates take effect on October 1st. So the new fee for global entry, it's going to be $120, which is up from the current $100. It's just an effort to continue to maintain the program. But alongside global entry fees for Nexus and Sentry, that allow the expedited entry from Canada and Mexico, that's going to also see adjustments. That's going to move to a uniform rate of $120. And global entry members, you also automatically get the benefits of TSA PreCheck. Some credit card issuers, my credit card reimburses me for cost of global entry. So it kind of it's kind of a wash for me.
My wife, she travels a lot for work. And 2 years ago, she went to Paris for work and she didn't have global entry. And she just found out about a week ago that she's going back to Paris in June. And she's excited because she now has global entry. How much faster is that process when you have global entry versus
so
not?
So fast.
Is it?
You see everyone get stuck at customs. The line's crazy. You go and you scan your passport, which already has your global entry number on these kiosk machines. And then it takes your picture and then it spits out this piece of paper and then you hand it to customs and you walk
and
right
that's
through.
It. Yeah. She's so excited about having it.
So easy. Yeah. Finally, this morning, have you ever had one of those mornings where you're like, man, you know what sounds really good? And everything bagel. No, change that. I feel like ramen. Well, now you can have both together. So Nissin Foods, they just announced a new limited edition flavor of cup noodles. It's everything bagel with cream cheese flavored cup noodles.
Okay.
I don't know.
It sounds good to me.
I feel like the everything bagel flavoring would be good, but then you threw cream cheese into it, and I don't know how I feel about that. I love cream cheese. I just don't know about in ramen. It has the seasoning and then a cream cheese flavored sauce that you put in it. And they say this is not an April Fool's Day prank that they just did late or anything. It's legit. They've done a bunch of different flavors. We tried their maple syrup pancake sausage.
I thought
and
that
egg
one was
one.
Great.
It was
delicious.
Actually pretty decent. I will say the everything bagel with cream cheese cup noodles is going to be available next week at Walmart, about $1.20 if you want to check it out. And that's what's going on.
Okay, next hour, Rick Springfield and Richard Marx are going to be here in town at an acoustic show, and you're going to be at that concert. We've got your tickets at 8:25.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. We have Alicia that just called into the show, and we told Alicia, hang on the line, because this is something we should probably bring up, because I think it's a great question, and we want to know what you think at 702-364-9400. Hi, Alicia.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So you have a situation that you're struggling with right now, and I think it's a valid question. What's going on?
Okay, so last weekend, I got together with a girlfriend of mine. It's one of those friends where, you know, mom life just keeps you busy and you don't see each other a whole lot. And we are baby daddies, have the kids on other weekends. So we finally got a Saturday night where neither one of us had the kids. We were totally just going to chill at her house, drink some wine. I go to the bathroom and I notice in the trash can, there's a positive pregnancy test. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to act like I was snooping in her trash can or anything. And here we are having this girls' night. She'll say something to me, but she didn't. And so now I'm wondering, should I have said something to her? And now it's been 4 or 5 days. Like, now is it weird that I'm like, would be like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Weird question, but literally, like, the first thing that popped in my head, was she drinking wine with you?
Yes, but I've been thinking about it, and I'm wondering if it was really wine. Like, I never...
Oh, next level hiding a pregnancy.
You know what? You're right. Like, sometimes she could have just, like, filled her glass with grape juice or something, or I don't know what color wine it was, but
the charade.
That's a really good point. So that your question is, and we need your help, 702-364-9400. Should Alicia say something after the fact? Now, if she didn't say anything to you, that would have been the perfect opportunity to say something, mm-hmm. but she didn't. It was definitely positive, Alicia. Like, you're 100% it was positive?
Definitely positive.
Okay. Okay. I know what I think. What do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I say something. I would say something, and I would come from a place of love, joy, compassion, and caring, excited for my friend. They're having a baby. So I kind of put myself, she said, the couple, she's visiting. So I find out, I will go to my buddy first and be like, hey, I was just in your bathroom, man. And I saw you had the pregnancy test was right there, and I saw it's positive. Congratulations. I'm so excited for you guys. Because this happened to me once before with some friends. You talk about the drinking thing. We're at a party, and my friends are they're leading the charge when it comes to drinking at parties back in the day. And I noticed my buddy's wife was the one serving and not drinking. And I made a comment to her, like, you're not drinking? She goes, nah. And the light bulb went off, and I go, oh, are you pregnant? And she confessed to me that she was. And I kept it a secret until they announced it to everyone. But I knew. So I would say something to my friends. Yes, I would.
Okay. Someone just texted us, Alicia, asking, is there another female in the house? Maybe someone is staying with her or her daughter or her daughter's friend. Is that the case at all in your situation, Alicia?
No, we both have young kids.
Okay. Here's my take. And I do think that where you're coming from, JC, it is out of a place of love. And I'm not trying to, like, argue that at all. But I say don't ask, especially if she's just now doing a pregnancy test. That is, like, you know, you have kids, Alicia. That's like a really kind of critical time. And sometimes, speaking from experience, things don't go as planned and things happen. And sometimes really bad things happen. And so that she may not be ready to talk about it. She may not want to. It's one of those, like, fingers crossed kind of things. So I personally would not say anything until she says something to me. But I don't know. That's just me personally.
No, let's give you a gesture about time because we have a lot of calls and we're tight on time right here.
So we're getting calls. Alicia, are you cool hanging on the phone really quick?
Oh, for sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. We're getting a bunch of calls. We've got Paige, Deanna, and Alyssa who are all ready to talk to you about this. And it's kind of across the board. So let's see what they have to say. That is on the way. And if you want to chime in, our number is 702-364-9400.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Paige, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we were talking to Alicia. She's still on hold listening, and she found a positive pregnancy test in the bathroom trash can at her friend's house, and she didn't say anything. She wants to know if she should say something. What do you think?
I've actually been in this exact situation before, and I did bring it up, and it was the worst mistake that I could have made.
Why?
Well, she just slipped out. She said I was invading her privacy. So I would wait. You never really know what the other person's going through or what their reasons are for not telling you, especially if they are a really good friend. So just give her the benefit of the doubt.
That's really good advice. How is the friendship now? Is everything back to normal?
Yeah, we got past it eventually. It did take a month or two, though.
What if, because with a pregnancy test, Mercedes, you do the thing and it shows right away. What if they threw it out prematurely and didn't realize that it is a positive test? And I said I would tell my friends, hey, I saw the pregnancy test. What if, like, wait, what? No, that was negative. And then it realized they didn't wait long enough and they go back and find out, like, oh my gosh, it is positive.
Well, yeah, I mean, it says you have to wait like between 5 and 10 minutes. But yeah, that's definitely a possibility. Let's talk to Deanna. Deanna, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I think Alicia needs to let us know what the status of her relationship is. Is she prone to one night stands? Is she divorced? Is she single? Does she have a new boyfriend? Like I need a little bit more before I can make a semi judgment call.
Okay, let's ask her herself. Alicia, what is your friend's status right now?
My friend is divorced. I know she's gone on a couple of, dates, people she's met online, but I think a couple of them she might have seen a couple of times, but I don't think there's anything serious happening with any of them.
You're pretty tight. Like she talks to you, she's pretty forthcoming with you about her situations and stuff.
Yeah.
This makes it all the more interesting.
That's a new little wrinkle in this story we're hearing there. As I said, I would go say something to my buddy.
Are you changing your mind now?
Well, I thought she mentioned daddies. I think she mentioned her baby, her kid's dad. I thought it meant like as in her friend was married.
No, it's a baby daddy.
Yeah. So if they're single and they're not seeing anyone, that's a game changer right there. That's a little bit different of a slippery slope, I think.
Alyssa, you're on here. Alicia's on the phone with you. What do you think?
Well, I think that, maybe it could be in an evap line and it was a negative test and she just tossed it. Maybe that's why she didn't bring it up.
Oh, like that she just kind of dismissed it too early and threw it in the trash. And so she didn't think anything of it.
Right.
If that's the case, do you think she should still say something or just wait because she'll figure it out eventually?
I think if she has the relationship that she has with her, that I would talk to her about it. I mean, nobody, especially being divorced, I wouldn't want to be in it alone. And maybe she's just having a hard time thinking people are going to judge her because, she's divorced and doesn't have a regular boyfriend, so to speak.
Okay. All right. Alyssa, thanks for calling. Let's talk to Amanda. Amanda, what do you think?
Well, I was going to say that if you leave a pregnancy test sitting for too long, it could show up positive after a while. That's why they give you a window of like 3 to 5 minutes.
So maybe that's the window she needs to go by other than that. That's definitely something that we need to investigate. Alicia, will you let us know what you end up doing? We're all invested now on this.
Absolutely.
Someone did want to ask, though, here on the text line, are you sure that she wasn't playing an early April Fool's Day prank on you and then thought it didn't work because you didn't ask her about it?
I mean, Maybe.
Anything's possible, I guess, at this point. Yeah.
She's got, like, a positive COVID test in there, positive, all these positive tests. She's to throw a friend for a loop.
And Alicia's just like, let's have some wine. Let's party.
Party. We've got your tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx, an acoustic concert coming up right after Evanescence. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Okay, our contestant this morning is Judy. Hey, Judy, you ready to do this?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Your tickets for Rick Springfield and Richard Marx, we have them right here, right now. Win them before you can buy them. Pick a category. We want you to win them with Heads Up. Do you want to go with MapQuest or college basketball?
Let's do MapQuest.
MapQuest it is. Read a Roadmap Day is Friday. These are all things that are associated with directions and maps, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Judy, 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct, you win, and you start now.
Okay, first, when you want directions, you have to put in your current what?
Address? Location?
Yes, location. If I'm going to take the 215, I'm taking the what? Not a side street. I'm taking the...
Highway?
It's not the highway, but...
Freeway.
Yes, freeway. I'm not going south. I'm going in the opposite direction.
North.
Yes. The end place that you end up, that's your what? You're trying to get to your...
destination.
Yes. Oh, man, there's so many cars on the road. I'm stuck right now in this.
Traffic.
Yes. 66 is a world famous one of these. That's it. Yes, you got it. Judy, nice show. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Judy, you just got tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. This is an acoustic show in August at the Pearl Concert Theater at the Palm. So congratulations, Judy. And we've got your tickets to go see Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. We have them for you tomorrow, right around 8:25, when you win Heads Up. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning, always streaming live on the Odyssey app. This is something I heard about last week, so I checked it out, and I was thoroughly confused. Maybe you can provide some clarification, because I was like, wait, what is this application for?
So there's a new bar opening up downtown. I think it should be scheduled to be open by the fall in the Arts District, and it's called Doberman, like after the dog, and it's a social club, and you have to apply for a membership to get in. But the application, the questions, they're kind of like all offbeat probing type questions. There's 21 of these questions. So you have your name, your information, and then you've got these 21 probing questions. And then you also have to submit a photo to see if you get an application or see if you get accepted to become a member of this new social club opening downtown.
Oh, wow. They're going strictly based on what you look like and your answers to quirky questions.
So I know some people on the inside, and they said they're gauging personalities and like interests of people to generate the membership invite list.
Okay.
Is what they're doing here.
All right. I always like a good gimmick, and I think this is kind of fun and quirky, too. But the questions, I was like reading some of them, like, what does this have to do with anything?
No, I have all the questions here. I'm going to give you some of them, Mercedes, if you're comfortable answering them on the air. And if you want to answer some of these membership questions, call us at 702-364-9400. Here's one. What conspiracy theory do you secretly believe?
Conspiracy theory that I secretly believe. Let's see here. I don't believe in the moon thing. Duh.
What about the Illuminati?
No, I don't.
Steph does.
I'm like, oh.
Is that the one? Okay, is that the one that you do believe in?
Honestly, I did a deep dive on the Illuminati, and I secretly think that they're real.
Do you really?
I do. Like, some of the celebrities, like, I'm in, you guys know how much I'm obsessed with Beyonce. Sometimes I think, I'm like, is she a part of it?
What does that mean, she's part of,
like,
the Illuminati?
This group of people that, you know, they come together and they say, okay, Beyonce's going to have the number one album in March, so we all have to make sure and conspire together that she gets all of the top 10 songs on the Billboard. I mean, I don't know. There's a part of me that wants to believe it.
Now you're making me think about it. I don't really believe in conspiracy theories, so I probably won't get accepted to this club.
Is there one you like? Because for me, I definitely think we landed on the moon. But I love, that's my rabbit hole I go down. The conspiracy theories about the moon. And the moon landing was fake. And how do we all of a sudden have this technology to get on the moon? And we never went back. And then we're working on going back to the moon now. But to me, there's so many great arguments. I do believe we're on the moon, but I love reading the arguments saying that the whole thing was fake. I find that fascinating.
If I had to pick one, I would say that Avril Lavigne is not the real Avril Lavigne and it's her body double. Like, that something happened to Avril Lavigne and she passed away and that this new girl looks exactly like
her. Anytime you get one of these, oh, that celebrity has been replaced. Who was the football player that had the cardiac arrest on the field a couple years ago for the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, Damar Hamlin?
Yeah, people are like, oh, he's dead and that's a replacement. I'm like, well, who's the replacement then if it is?
Yeah, possibly. Let's see. Let's have Marie answer one of these. Marie, are you ready to see if you would make it into this club with one of these questions?
Sure.
Okay, let's go. What do you got?
Okay, what is something you wish you could experience again for the first time?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know. What is something I wish? Buying my first car.
You want to experience that? Would you do something differently?
Yes, because I would want to do it by myself without my parents' help.
Oh, that just...
Without my dad, like, hounding on me.
Yeah, that dads always go on the first one if they're around. Isn't that funny? I would say I would want to experience watching Game of Thrones again for the first time. That's just such a great show. I miss that show so much. Okay.
Okay, let's go to another one here. Okay. Who wants to just throw it out there?
Yeah, just throw it out.
Are you afraid of death? Why or why not?
Yes, I am very afraid of death. I think about death way more than the normal person does. And I'll tell you why. I am so scared and sad for, like, my family. I don't even want to think about, like, I just don't want to abandon them and, like, have them not, like, not saying that they'll miss me so much, but I just don't want them to have to, like, worry about anything that has to do with me. I don't want them to worry about any of that stuff. So yes, I think about it way more than I should, and I'm very terrified of it.
What if all this stuff, Steph, me, this microphone you're talking into, is just an existence created in your mind?
It could be. I could be laying
away,
in a tube somewhere.
It's just like it was a science experiment somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a possibility. Are you afraid of it?
I used to have panic attacks over death, like screaming panic attacks. And as I've matured, starting when I was like as a teenager. And as I've gotten older and older, they've started to decrease and go away. And it's this weird, like, acceptance of it. So there's a fear of it, not as bad as it was when I was a little kid. It's kind of trippy to think that it's going to happen to all of us and boom, it's going to end, and that's going to end for all eternity. Do I think about my loved ones afterwards? I do. Like, oh, what will Laura do if I died before the rest of my family? What would they do? But also, part of me is like, I'll be dead.
It doesn't matter.
I won't be here. What
worry?
Do I care?
You're
I'm not
going
to be here anymore. I'm going to be gone.
Okay, Sandra's on the phone. Ask Sandra one of these weird questions. This is all on an application to be accepted in the membership society of this new club that's opening downtown. What? It's called the Doberman?
Yes.
Okay,
all right. Sandra, you wake up in hell. What song is playing?
Celine Dion, the Titanic song.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
What is Celine, this song right here?
And you're here in my heart and my heart will go
over and over. Oh my goodness, that's funny. What would you guys pick?
For me, it is that song from Blondie, The Tide Is High. That song is just, when I worked at the rental car place, it played over and over and over. So I'm just sick of that song.
For me, it's that Dance Monkey song.
Dance Monkey song.
Oh my gosh.
Justice for Tones and I.
No Tones and I.
For me, it's a Macarena.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So Conan O'Brien is going to return to the night show 14 years after he left as host. This is a big deal. I know you're a big fan here.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, he's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon Tuesday night. It's going to be his first time back since his really short stint as host ended 14 years ago. So he replaced Jay Leno in June of 2009, and then he was replaced by Jay Leno in January of 2010.
The whole thing, it's crazy how it went down, because Jay Leno was highly successful. Then Conan O'Brien becomes super successful with his show, and there was talks about Conan going to Fox or another network. So to make Conan happy, NBC said, hey, we'll give you The Tonight Show in 5 years. And Conan's like, awesome. At the time, Leno's like, what are you talking about? They figured Leno would be done in 5 years. Those 5 years go by. Leno's at the height of his career, but they had a deal. So Leno leaves. Conan comes in, and Conan doesn't have the same ratings as Leno. So they end up bringing Jay Leno back. It was crazy.
Conan really got the short end of the stick on that. Or maybe he didn't, because he walked away with a pretty hefty paycheck, if I remember correctly.
Huge paycheck. And then he went to TBS, where he got a late night talk show on TBS, and he got a massive payday.
Yeah, so he'll be on. It'll be interesting to see if he says anything. He's actually going to be promoting his upcoming travel series. It's called Conan O'Brien Must Go, where he visits friends in different countries, Argentina, Ireland, Thailand, Norway. So that episode, the first episode, premieres April 18th on Max. Okay, this might be a little sad, and I don't mean it to be sad. I more mean it to be like inspirational and just showing like what a good person this guy was. Dave Coulier, you may remember him as Uncle Joey on Full House. His podcast is called Full House Rewind, and he had Bob Saget's widow, Kelly Rizzo, on the latest episode. And they were talking about Bob Saget. And for most of the episodes, they just kind of reminisced. And there was a very emotional moment that they say for the very end of the podcast. And I thought it was really beautiful and worth bringing up. Again, it's kind of bittersweet. But he recalled this moment that showed how deep his friendship with Bob Saget ran. And he said, he was talking about how when his brother, Danny, took his own life in 2021, Bob Saget was the first person to call him, and he left him a voicemail. And then he played the voicemail.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And he says, Dave Coulier, he says that it was really like an audio hug. He said, I love Bob. He loved me. And he wanted to close the episode by playing that voicemail that Bob Saget left for him. And I have the audio. Do you guys want to hear it? It's really beautiful.
So Dave Coulier's brother committed suicide?
Yeah.
And this is immediately after that. Bob Saget's one of the first people to call him.
The first one to call him, and he left him a voicemail. This is the voicemail he left him.
I love you, Dave. I'm so sorry, Dave. I loved him. I'm so sorry. So I'm here 24/7. Just call me anytime. Doesn't have to be now. It could be a week. Whenever. I can just talk to you and listen. I love you so much.
I don't know. Like, hearing that, I just thought was so beautiful. Does anyone keep, like, I still have voicemails from my dad on my phone, and I'll listen to them from time to time. I, for the longest time, left him in my contacts, and I would always just text him, even though it went to nowhere. It came up in green. And I would just text like, hey, you know, today Sophie did this, or, oh, you would have been so proud of Brooklyn in her game today. It was so awesome. I miss you. And I just send it. And it just made me feel good. Well, one day I get a response.
That's right.
And I'm like, and the person who got my dad's phone number was like, hey, I think you have the wrong phone number. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This used to be my dad's phone number. I apologize. I didn't realize that someone now had the number. And they were very nice about it. They're like, oh, it's totally fine. I'm so sorry about your dad. But like, for a split second when it came up on there, like Emilio Martinez texting back, I was like, how did this happen?
Oh, this is
crazy. Does anyone else do that? Do you keep old voicemails or anything like that?
We, this is kind of developing right now. So my grandmother passed away in February of 1994. Christmas of 93, my uncle Jeff got a camcorder. His first one in the family to get a camcorder. And I remember him filming everything that Christmas of 93, opening gifts. Just everyone. He had the thing running the entire time. Since then, my Uncle Jeff has passed away. That VHS tape that he used to record was recently discovered, and it's sitting in my parents' house.
Oh, no kidding.
And when I was home, I was down in the basement looking at some stuff, and I see it right there. I see the tape. It says Christmas 1993. And it's like, oh, my gosh. And it's just my Aunt Mary found it, and the family, we need to get it copied to a digital version so we can watch it. But it's also one of those things where this would be the first time we're seeing my grandmother and my Uncle Jeff since they passed away in 1990. My grandmother in 94, my uncle in 96. But this is everyone in Christmas of 1993, and we have the tape. We have the VHS tape. We just have to get it converted. And then, you know, for my mom and everyone to build up the strength to watch it.
Yeah, it sometimes it's hard to go there, but like I always say, it's nice to look back at the point where you can smile about it, then cry about
it.
And sometimes that takes a while to work up to that. But yeah, I thought that was the sweetest.
That is
sweetest
very touching. Now. Very, very touching of Bob Saget.
Everything I've heard about him was that he was just such a nice guy.
Well, so now it's like, okay, well, let's go to the next song. And it's Billie Eilish. What Was I Made For?
Oh, gosh.
But then after that, it's The Fray, How to Save a Life.
Oh, so like, please.
Pick your poison, one or two.
Let's just skip both of them for right now and maybe play them in a couple of minutes and play Calm Down.
Okay. It's like the song placement right now. How fitting.
This is not like, this just did not work out as planned. Mix 94.1, always live on the Odyssey app. Make sure you download it. It's absolutely free. Do you and your wife do like Easter baskets over the Easter weekend?
We did not. No, we stopped Easter baskets years ago, but we used to, but nothing now.
We still do it. The Easter Bunny comes to my house and, you know, mostly it's about the girls and they get their Easter baskets filled. But there's baskets there for me and my husband. And usually the Easter Bunny will leave a little something in there. And so the Easter Bunny left me this really cool BTS DVD that was like, it's a download that I really wanted. And then there was some little candies in there. I'm not the biggest candy person. But there are certain things that I do like and will have from time to time. Is there an ongoing joke in your family? Because we have an ongoing joke in my family when it comes to the Easter baskets that I get the same chocolate bunny every single year because I never eat it. So my husband takes it and Easter comes around and he puts it back in my basket. The thing expired like 4 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
But it's the same Easter bunny. It's a York peppermint patty because I like peppermint stuff. And with the chocolate on there, it's a York peppermint patty Easter bunny. It's a shape. And I got it this year and I look and I'm like, this is the same one from the last 3 years. He's like, yep. I'm like, because I never end up eating it. Does anyone else have like an ongoing joke within their family that never dies or an inside joke? I just think it's the funniest thing. Like the girls think it's hilarious. Same chocolate bunny year after year after year.
The fact that it's the same one and it expired at a certain date and you guys still have it, that makes it fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not a new one. It's the same one.
Well, and what's funny is like he went 2 years without me figuring it out. Because I just thought, oh, he bought it again. I'm like, did I ever eat that one? I don't think I did. Oh, I feel bad. It went to waste. He's like, it didn't go to waste. I just kept it and put it in there next year. Do you have like a gift that gets passed around or an item that you keep re-gifting to each other or just an inside family joke? 702-364-9400. Corinne, good morning. What is it for you guys?
Hey, good morning. Okay, so since my husband and I have become parents, we have a 2- and a 3-month-old. We drop Big Daddy quotes all the time, the movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So, like, if our kids are screaming their heads off, we'll go, can somebody get the kid a Happy Meal?
I forgot about that line from the movie. Yeah. I love that. Oh, that's like, so funny.
Yeah. Or, you know, the scene where he's screaming about the kangaroo song will be like, can somebody play the kangaroo song? It's just our way of coping with screaming.
I love that. That is so funny. The inside jokes are the best. But what's funny is when the people don't know their inside jokes. Yeah, they're like, wow, they really just want to get a Happy Meal. Sarah, do you have an inside family joke?
I do. Ever since I was little, my dad always wanted pearl onions for Thanksgiving, and every year we would forget them in the microwave. He's been gone for 14 years, and this year my husband asked for pearl onions for Thanksgiving, and yet again, we forgot them in the microwave.
There's just something about getting those onions to the table that is a challenge. Oh, my gosh.
And that
is so funny.
Of your father lives on through your husband. That's fantastic. You got to bring that peppermint patty in here.
I'll take a picture of it. It's just so funny. The same one every single year.
It's fantastic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.